Good morning and welcome to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative. So pleased that you've decided to spend part of your Saturday with us. Hopefully you're enjoying a warm cup of coffee, hot chocolate, maybe a donut or a Danish. This morning we're coming to you from the Powell Broadcasting Radio Studios on the north side of Sioux City, Iowa, in the Indian Hills area of this community. On behalf of our producer, Mr. Justin Barker, we'd like to thank our program sponsor, Mr. Chris Bogenreef of NAI United. Today, I'm pleased to have a first-time guest in studio with us. Mr. Greg Lamore serves as the founder and president of Trinity Electric in North Sioux City, South Dakota. Greg, welcome to Grow Siouxland.
Thanks, Chris. It's good to be here.
Hey, it's wonderful to have you in studio, and over the course of the next half an hour, we're going to get to know you a bit better, but also learn a fair amount about your business, which you founded, which you've grown. And so we're going to ask you some questions about becoming a business owner and an entrepreneur and small family business for a period of time as well. Before we get to all of that, we'd like to introduce our listening audience to you. Tell us about where you grew up.
Yeah, sure. So I grew up in Jefferson, South Dakota, which is only, 10 or 15 minutes from Sioux City. I've never lived more than 15 minutes from Sioux City, Iowa, so this is my home. This is all I've ever known. I love it here. Sioux City is where we're going to, this is where we decided to set down our roots and where we're going to stay.
Well, it's nice to hear those stories, and as I said, over the course of the next half hour, we're going to get to know more about your business, but to see a local kid grow up, make the decision to stay in the community, build a successful business in the community, it's really kind of the story of the American dream, and we're going to learn more about that, as I said, throughout the course of today's program. What were you involved in high school? Were you a sports person? Were you involved in other kinds of activities?
Oh, sure, absolutely. I loved football, always in football, and that was my favorite.
What did you play?
I was a linebacker, middle linebacker, and I just loved the contact. I just loved the sport.
Now, in those days, and you're still a relatively young man, but were you guys playing both offense and defense at that time?
Yeah, I never left the field, offense, defense, special teams.
What did you play on offense?
I was a guard because I didn't have hands, right? I couldn't catch, so I was a guard.
You got some good size to you. You'd have been a heck of a tight end.
Yeah.
So what else in addition to football?
I was a sprinter and a hurdler at track, so I really enjoyed that. I was also in my senior class play. This is many years ago, dating me. I was Captain Hawkeye Pierce from MASH, so I was
very good.
So I did that as well.
I got roped into playing Officer Krupke in West Side Story my senior year. I was in a speech class, and the speech teacher said, "I think we can work something out, but we need a Krupke." So put on the makeup and got a firearm on my hip and a billy club and played a cop for a while. And that's the way it is in small schools. People are involved in everything, and it's necessary. I do have a question about your track experience. Were you a 400-meter hurdler or just a sprint hurdler?
Oh, see, and I grew up in South Dakota, so it was the 300-meter hurdles.
Still a killer.
They took it easy on us, but yeah, still a killer.
Oh, my God, that race. I did the 400 lows a couple of times. That is a brutal, in my case, a little over a minute, but man, is that a tough race.
So, oh, for sure.
What was next after graduating from high school in Jefferson, Greg?
Yeah, so in high school, I mean, I'll be honest with you, I was one of those who, I bounced around, what do you want to be when you grow up? I don't know. So it was, what are you passionate about? So what I was passionate about, and again, this might sound a little bit geeky or nerdy, but in high school, I loved the big car stereos. I just loved it. I loved it. And now, in my old age, when someone pulls up beside me on the street, I'm like, oh, right. No. And that was me. That was me, right? That was me 25 years ago.
Yeah, funny how times change, right?
So I still didn't know how that related into a career, right? So I went to, after I graduated from high school, rather than just go to a college, I decided to go to Western Iowa Tech just to get the general education. And found out about the electrical program that they offered there and went through that because I realized that, hey, this relates to something that I like to do.
Sure. I mean, that makes perfect sense. And so how much time did you spend at Western Iowa Tech?
It was a year. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
And then straight to work?
Yeah, straight to work. I got in with a company in Sioux City right after I graduated and started an apprenticeship program with them, which is a 5-year training program. And what they would do is you would work for them. And then 4 weeks a year, they would actually send you down to Des Moines for a whole week. They put you in a hotel and you go to a training center in Des Moines. And over the course of 5 years, you would learn how to be an electrician. And what's really cool about that is they paid for everything.
Yeah, wonderful program. You're listening to Grow Siouxland on KSCJ, 1360 AM, 94.9 FM. Our guest today is Mr. Greg Lamore, and Greg is the founder and president of Trinity Electric. And so now you're an electrician. How many years did you spend with that first employer, and what followed?
So I started with them, again, in 1996. So in 2001, it was funny because it was the day I got my journeyman license. You have to go get it, take a test to get a state license to be a journeyman electrician. And I remember I got that license and I walked into the office and I showed my boss and I was so proud. And he said, "Hey, we got a meeting this afternoon I need you to be at." And that meeting was they were going out of business that afternoon.
Oh, you're kidding.
Yeah, that was in roughly, I would say, about May of 2001.
All right. Now, I want to rewind a little bit. Were you married at the time?
I was not.
All right. Well, let's talk about your wife and kids for a minute, and then we'll go back to the day that you passed your test or got your license, and they announced that they were folding. Tell me about your wife and your family.
Yeah, so I'm married to my wife is Christine. We've been married since 2007. We have a daughter, Ruby, who's 13. I have a son, Gavin, who's out of the house, and he is 25. And Chrissy, she supported me. When I met her, I was working as an electrician, and she always said to believe in yourself, to always strive for more. You know, don't ever settle for where you're at. She always believed in me. And had I not met her, I guarantee I would not be where I am today, because she's the one that has always pushed me for more.
Well, and the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce had a Rush Hour Connect event with your company, and I had the occasion to visit with both you and your wife for a period of time. And one of my favorite lines about the two of you working together, would you be so kind as to share it?
Sure. I think I know where you're going, but what I'm going to say is when we started together, you know, I started with literally nothing, and I was doing everything, and finally got to the point where I can't do the paperwork. I need someone to do the paperwork for me. So she started working alongside with me. And we worked together. And as the company started to grow, we get 10, 15, 20 employees. The working relationship started to strain because we would take the work home with us every night. And one night I sat down with her and I said, "Okay, honey, here's the deal. We can be married or we can be business partners, but we can't be both." And I'm glad to say we are still married, happily married today.
And the business is successful. Yeah, it's a great story. Okay, tell me about your children. Oh, you mentioned Gavin is 24?
Yep.
Okay, and then you have a 13-year-old as well.
Yep, Ruby.
So shout out to Christy, Gavin, Ruby.
Yep.
Now let's, we're going to rewind a little bit. You get your journeyman electrician license. You're proud. You're excited. You walk in to share the big news, and the boss says, "We've got a meeting."
Yep. So anyway, long story short, the meeting is, "Hey, we're going out of business. It's not working out." So I went to work for another company. Blessing in disguise, of course. It always ends up that way, you know. And I actually went to work for a smaller company who didn't have a lot of leadership. So me, as a 25-year-old kid who had no business being in charge of multi-million dollar jobs, got put in charge of multi-million dollar jobs. So it was one of those, you know, sink or swim. Yeah.
Trial by fire.
Yeah. And I could have failed miserably, but it was the best experience I ever had looking back on it. At the time, I was like, "Oh my gosh, what am I doing here?" But looking back on it, had I not gotten that experience again, that's one of those things that builds you into who you are today.
Yeah. Great opportunity to be in charge of people and budgets and projects. And certainly you developed as a manager, and I'm sure that contributed ultimately to your decision to start your own business. When did that first enter your psyche?
So honestly, it was always back there. It was always like one of those voices. And people would always tell me, you know, "You're so smart. You can do this. You need to try it. You need to try." And it was always back there. But the opportunity never showed itself. And so in 2011, if y'all remember, we were in the middle of a recession in 2011.
And floods,
very much so. Yes, I remember dealing with that. We were in the middle of a recession, and construction is the first market to drop during a recession. That's the first thing that goes, because people stop spending money on what you would call non-vital things. You know, the food processing, they'll say, hey, we're not going to build any new expansions onto our plant. People say, hey, we're not going to build a new house right now. So that's the first thing to go, and it's always the last thing to pick up. So in the middle of 2011, obviously construction's slow, things are slow. The company I was working for says, hey, it's really bad. And you know, it went from, we had 40 employees down to like 3, and I was one of the last 3.
Wow.
And my boss finally says to me, hey, you need to sit home. I'll call you when we got work. And I said, I have a mortgage and I have a 3-year-old daughter and I have a car payment. I can't sit home. So I went home and Christy says, what are you going to do? And I said, it's time.
And, wow.
Yeah.
And how many years had you been with that company at that point, the second employer?
Well, that was actually my third employer.
Okay.
Yeah, but that would have been 5 years I was with them. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
And so you sat down with your wife and said, honey, I think it's time to pull the trigger, and we're going to visit with Greg Lamore, the founder and president of Trinity Electric, after a short commercial break, and ask questions about entrepreneurial initiative and business acumen and what advice he might have for others in similar situations. We'll be right back with more on Grow Siouxland with Greg Lamore after this short commercial break.
Looking to buy, sell, or lease commercial property in Siouxland? One call is all you need. NAI United, the largest and highest producing commercial real estate firm in Siouxland. Speak with Nate Connolly, Bo Bronger, Aaron Hoekstra, Colonel Craig, or Chris Bogenreef. All NAI agents are licensed in Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota. Put NAI United to work for you today. Go to NAIUnited.com and learn more. NAI United, uniquely positioned to serve your needs.
Welcome back to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative, visiting with Greg Lamore. Greg is the founder and president of Trinity Electric, located in North Sioux City, South Dakota. And if you were with us in the first half of the program, you heard Greg summarize that shortly after getting his journeyman electrician license, one of his early employers said, hey, we're going out of business. And Greg had to pivot and found some challenges in 2011 related to the economic recession. And at that time, sat down with his wife, Christy, and said, I think it's time to start our own business. And Greg, what gave you the sense that, hey, I can do this on my own? I have the ability. I have the industry knowledge. I have the experience to make this successful. Where did that confidence come from?
So I would say it's not from myself, but the people around me. You know, obviously we talked about Christy a lot already. If she wasn't there to support me, there's no way I would have had the courage to do it. But you know, everybody has those moments that they remember all through life, something that happened to them at once. We all have those moments, those 9/11 type moments, not to go there, but
right. But things that you remember, yeah, that you'll always remember.
Yep.
No matter what.
Yep. And I can remember being 8, 9 years old, and you don't realize the effect that you have at the time, but driving in the car with my dad, and he said, you know, I'm proud of all my kids. You guys are all going to be really successful. But he said, Greg, you're going to make something special out of yourself someday. I promise you that. And he may have just been talking, and that's what you just don't know. You don't know. And that has always stuck with me my entire life.
Yeah. And during the break, you also mentioned your mother as well. Positive influence.
Oh, absolutely. My mom has always said, you know, she's always pushed. You know, I can remember being in high school and you had the friends who always drove the new cars and had the nice clothes and everything like that. My mom said, you can have that too. You could just go get a job and get it. And she's always been that one that always instilled that work ethic in me.
And so here you are. How old are you at the time? When you, in 2011, when you decide to start your own business.
36.
So you're still a pretty young guy. And all of a sudden it's, you know, I've got a wife. I've got a young daughter. I've got enormous responsibility and bills to pay, but I'm going to step out on my own. What advice would you have for someone thinking about starting their own business or becoming an entrepreneur? What are the key lessons that you learned in that process?
Oh, you've got to surround yourself with people who have been there and done that. You have to. You cannot do this on your own. Because you have the technical skills to do something does not make you a business leader, a business manager at all. And if you don't surround yourself and start hiring people who have been there and done that, you will fail.
Well, and I recall the Rush Hour Connect event sponsored by the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce with your company, where you gave enormous credit to a veteran employee who you'd been with for a long, or who had been with you and I guess, a couple of decades. Tell us a little bit about that and how important that individual was to your mentoring, your development, and your company's success.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Lyle Ostermeyer, who actually was just retiring at the exact same time we were doing the Rush Hour Connect, I was an apprentice under him, you know, and I remember him calling me youngster and showing me everything that just tons of things. And he's one of the five or six people who shaped my career path. And the coolest thing is then several years later, you know, 20 years later, all of a sudden he's still out there working. And yeah, we both got a lot more gray hair than we had before, but he's still out there working. And I was able to bring him in and somebody who taught me most of everything I know, I was able to bring him in and be part of the team and then be able to do that with people on our team and do what he did with me to more people.
Yeah, what a great story. And I was very impressed with how you took time to recognize him and to credit him with much of your success. And it impressed upon me, Greg, that you and Christy have always made recognizing others and giving back a priority. Tell us about how important giving back to the community and others is at Trinity Electric.
Well, it's huge because when we were first getting going, if the Siouxland community wasn't what it was and didn't support us in the way that it did, I mean, that's another big part of why we are where we are today. We've made it a point to give back a certain percentage of our company's profits back to the community. The other thing that we did really cool last year, Chris, is we got all the guys together and said, hey, we want to do something that involves everybody. So every month we had an event where we would go to the Ronald McDonald House or we would go to Girls Inc. and do some volunteer work. And every month the guys would show up and we had a prize at the end of it. You know, whoever showed up to the most events would win something. Well, at the end of it in December, the guys are coming up to me at the Christmas party and said, hey, are we going to do that next year? I said, well, I don't know if we're going to do all the, well, we don't care. We just want to do it again. It was so much fun just to get together and help out.
Yeah. It's rewarding to be able to do those kinds of things. And as you look back, when you started the business, did you ever dream you'd have the level of success that you're enjoying at this time?
I did not. Absolutely not. No, no.
So it's grown beyond your wildest dreams.
It has. And then the funny thing is, Chris, is once you've reached that first summit, and then there's another one out there.
Sure.
And you just see the next one and you're like, let's go.
Well, and that brings me to my next question. Obviously, you're someone who's driven by setting goals, establishing goals, pursuing those goals. Tell me a little bit about your vision for Trinity Electric and the company's mission and goals.
Sure. So our vision, which is who we're trying to be, which is every day we're working to get closer and closer and closer. We have a vision statement. It's real simple. It's three words. It's disrupting the industry. And people hear that word and they think disrupting and they think of the little kid in class that gets hit by the ruler, you know, hit with the ruler because he's misbehaving. And that's not at all what we're talking about. Yeah. What we're talking about is if you're not constantly innovating and constantly trying to figure out how to do things better and how to do things different, then you're the next Blockbuster Video. And we do not want to be that.
Yeah. We all know that lesson all too well. You're listening to Grow Siouxland. Our guest today, Greg Lamore, who is the founder and president of Trinity Electric, an entrepreneur who started his own business a little over 10 years ago. And I'll ask this, Greg, what changes have you seen over the length of your career as a business owner, and how have you changed your business strategy in the last few years?
So the big thing that I've changed in my business strategy is you cannot be all things to all people. No way. No, you can try, and you're going to be mediocre at a whole bunch of things.
Sure.
Or you can pick two or three things, and you can be really good at those two or three things. And we had to learn that over the years, and that's the direction that we've gone, and we've been much more successful that way.
And where does your business focus most of their attention? Because I know you can do commercial, you can do residential, you can do industrial. As you said, there's a lot of different areas that you can focus on. Where is your primary focus at Trinity Electric?
So, like you said, Chris, we can do a lot of things. We're successful at a lot of things. But if I had to nail it down and say, this is what we excel at, and this is what I'll put my team up against anybody else at, is you take Sioux City has a lot of large manufacturing plants, food processing
of course.
Specifically. Those people that are running those plants, they've got stuff to do. They can't worry about other things. They've got to keep their plant running. And if a piece of equipment or a line shuts down, it's astronomical in accordance of what an electrical bill would cost. What we do is we make sure that those guys don't need to worry. They have a problem. They come, they call us. We take care of it. They don't need to worry about hey, is that guy, am I getting my value out of that guy? Is this guy working hard? Do I have to babysit him? Do I need to hold his hand? Do I need to go back and check everything he did? No, you call us, you tell us what you need, and we say, hey, go have a cup of coffee. We'll take care of this for you. You worry about your plant. And that's what we're good at.
Yeah, that large-scale industrial problem solving. Hey, we've got your back. We've got this. It's a great place for a young company to be and to enjoy the confidence of some of those major employers, many of whom have been around for 100 years and are now entrusting their performance to your company. And, you know, COVID has presented a whole bunch of challenges, and we've all had to grow through that. And now that we're starting to emerge from that, what are you looking forward to in the next few years in your industry?
The great thing about our industry, Chris, and you want to talk about an industry with job security, we're never going to get away from electricity, but it's constantly changing because in the grand scheme of things, it's still a relatively new technology, and it's constantly changing. We're constantly learning new things with the solar power, and now they're able to power lights off of basically off a telephone wire. You know, it's the technology that they're coming up with is just crazy, and it's constantly changing. And for someone like me, who honestly gets bored easily, it's an awesome industry to be in because there's always something new out there.
Yeah, speaking of the changes, what advice would you have? You know, here we are in the month of February. We've got a bunch of kids that are getting ready to graduate from high school. Think back to Greg Lamore as a 17, 18-year-old kid in Jefferson, South Dakota. What advice would you give a high school senior today that you wish somebody may have given to you when you were at that stage?
Sure. I think the big thing is, there's so many roads I can go with this, Chris, but I think the big thing is to be responsible and have a sense of delayed gratification. Good things come to those who wait. We've all heard that said before. You see so many people who right out of high school, first of all, like, they think they've got to have a new car and they got to get this house, and they get themselves so far into debt and they don't realize what they're doing is they're making their future self pay for it. Whereas if you hold back, develop a plan of where you want to be at 25, 30, 35, 40 years old, and maybe not have all those things right now because you're going to get them later. And you're not only going to get them later, but you're actually going to be able to enjoy them.
Yeah. And what a difference that'll make. You've been listening to Grow Siouxland this morning, where our guest is Greg Lamore. Greg is an entrepreneur who is the founder and president of Trinity Electric in North Sioux City, South Dakota. Greg, thanks for being our guest today. We wish you continued success. We appreciate you sharing part of your Saturday morning.
Thanks a lot, Chris. I appreciate it.
We'll be back with more on Grow Siouxland next Saturday morning at 8:05. If you miss a past episode, you can visit us at kscj.com under the programming icon. We'll be back next Saturday. Make it a great weekend.